Wednesday morning's numbers were really shocking to the marketplace. Nobody expected inflation to start upticking. I mean, it had been this slow, steady decline. We'd seen interest rates down. In fact, there was expectation that interest rates would be cut. But boy, the reaction was swift. And in particular, all the home builders, and anybody related to that, Builders First, Lytx, Lennar, all of them got hit. There's a distinction between people who build houses and people who build communities. Philip Huffines is co-founder and co-owner of Huffines Communities. And he's just really embarking on a lot of community building out there. And he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, David. Good to talk to you again. It's been a while.
It has been a while. But in fact, I think you were just kind of working on this latest development that you've got that's over in Mesquite. And I see you just opened a bunch of houses over there. That's 3,200 homes that you're building?
Yeah, that's right, David. About 3,000, 3,200. And we just opened the first phase. In fact, we had the grand opening just this last weekend. So it's a timely call.
So it was interesting because you planned this and then, you know, got all the builders in to start construction and did all the infrastructure during a time when interest rates were really low. And then they just spiked, you know, here over the last year or so. How has it affected the timeline for you?
Well, that's a great question. You know, initially when rates first jumped up about a year and a half ago, everything slowed down with new home sales. But since then, the home builders are bullish. Sales have picked back up. And I think one thing to keep in perspective is that interest rates today on a mortgage are about where they were when I bought my first home about 25 years ago. So we've had this artificial depression in rates that the Feds have been kept low since the 2009 recession. And now rates are getting back to what I would consider normal, and yet it's expensive. And let me tell you why single-family homes, new homes, are selling so well and the builders are still so bullish. And that's because new home sales as a percentage of home sales, new homes, is now about twice what it was about 6 years ago. And that is because most people, or a lot of individuals who have homes, have locked in low interest rates and they're not coming on the market.
Yeah, exactly. You can't. The supply has just been drying up. But it looks like a lot of these builders have resorted to buying down rates, something to get, because, you know, a 30-year mortgage rate is back above 7% right now.
Yes, sir, around 6.5% it is. And that is painful, but it's still doable for a lot of people. There's a lot of new homes being sold. In fact, Dallas had about 45,000 single family home starts last year. And to put that in perspective, that's one of the best years that Dallas-Fort Worth has had. Back in 06, 07, at the peak of the market, when there was a lot of excess starts and supply, we did about 50,000.
Wow. So you've been doing this a very long time. And actually, I've been watching this for a very long time. And what we've seen is a lot of builders come and go. I mean, it used to just be staggering turnover. Every cycle, you'd have a wash and then new ones would come in. You've got, you know, what, a dozen different builders out there? Is everybody healthy?
Yes, sir. Everybody's healthy. And I want to emphasize that the builders recognize that they have to look 2-3 years ahead. So that's what they're doing when they're buying lots or land. It takes us, as you mentioned, 2-3 years to get a community up and on the ground and the infrastructure in place.
So let me talk about areas again. And I think I talked to you about this when you first announced Mesquite. But you were sort of north before everybody else was north, you know, up on 380. And, you know, now it's crowded up there. And so here you're going east into Mesquite. Then I see you're working on Grand Prairie and Midlothian. How do you, are you looking for the next big thing?
We're always looking for the next big thing, David. You're absolutely right. You know, when we build a master plan community, and there's a big difference between a subdivision and an MPC master plan community, we need a lot of land and it takes big acreage. You know, the Solterra community in Mesquite, Solterra, Texas. We're very excited to be in Mesquite. The city's worked with us for over a year and a half to get it entitled and properly zoned, so to speak. And we've been building on it for about 2 years, finished 780 home sites, as you mentioned. You know, I'm going to mention, I got to tell you this real quick because I'm so excited. Every time we build a community, we have a new challenge. And that challenge is, how are we going to make this bigger and greater and better with more social fabric and activities for the homeowners? And in Solterra, we have this giant treehouse that the Treehouse Masters designed, and it is just fantastic. It's in 150-year-old red oak that's native, sitting there, just a beautiful tree. And of course, you know, it's just a lot of new amenities out there that people are looking forward to.
Well, so. There's always something to, I never thought I'd be asking you with a straight face about something called pickleball, but
I knew you could ask. So I'm ready for the pickleball question. I got my answers right here.
No, but I mean, it really kind of comes and goes whether you want, you know, community areas or ping pong table areas or, you know, a big pool where everybody can congregate. Some places that we're putting in these sort of man-made lakes. So what do people want right now? What do you
Well, you know, you're right.
I assume.
Dallas suffers a little bit from scenery, right? You know, sometimes it's not, we don't have the mountains or the beach. Yeah. And so we create in our communities lakes. So almost all of our communities have a lake at the entrance where it's real peaceful and you kind of decompress when you drive home. That's the idea. And we have fountains. And so in Solterra, we have a 26-acre lake. All of our lakes in our communities are stocked with trophy bass. And pickleball is, as your question is super popular. We're going to have 8 pickleball courts. We're even going to have a covered pickleball court. So, and you know, they're half the price of a tennis court, and 3, 4, maybe 8 times as many people play pickleball than tennis. So it's a great amenity to have in the community.
Tell me about the demographics. Who's moving in out there? And especially in Mesquite. You know, that area for a long time has been an area that was not particularly affluent and not single family dwellers either.
Well, there was a period of time, you're right, in the 80s and 90s, Mesquite kind of built out. And so this was the last big tract of land, 1,400 acres, and it belonged to the Lucas family, who had Lucas. There's a restaurant still down on Oak Lawn.
And Lucas B&Bs?
Yes, sir. Same
Get
family.
Out of here.
They owned it for 100 years.
Yeah.
And they were waiting for the right developer, and the city was too. And so we came along and have created probably the most substantial, nicest master plan community in North Texas. Is certainly going to have more amenities with 12,000 square foot clubhouse and swim up bars and the pool and all of the things that anyone could want in a community with 10 miles of hike and bike trails. And that's the thing now. Everybody wants hike and bike trails since COVID. They all.
But where are those people coming from? Are they relocating from
they're
multifamily? Are these some of the people that are moving into the area? They're looking for new houses?
Yes. Yeah, both. We have about 20-25% of the sales are coming from out of state, people moving into town. And, you know, Solterra is located right off of LBJ on Cartwright. So it's really the closest master plan community to the downtown Dallas or LBJ. So it's super conveniently located. And that's what's attracting a lot of the buyers. And to answer your question, the buyers are anything from first time buyers to third time buyers, because the home prices go up to $750,000 and they start at about $375,000.
So next up, couple of thousand acres that you've got Lake Song, and that's Grand Prairie and Midlothian. Grand Prairie, we've had the Mayron a couple of times, and that extension of George Bush right through Grand Prairie has just been remarkable. Talk about growth in a community. Is that what you're capitalizing on?
Yes, sir. You know, access and new highways really, really open up territory or areas for development. And that land is 2,000 acres. At one time, it was a golf course. It's a beautiful property with a lot of rolling hills. And you know what makes it really unique, David? There is already on that property a 100-acre lake. So that lake is going to – it's really – that's even bigger than the one where – one you haven't mentioned is over in Rockwall County. We are building a community there of 1,800 homes in McLendon Chisholm and right next to this town of Heath. And we're adding 30 acres of lakes. It already had 40 acres of lakes. And that one's now called Lake Song. So that's 1,800 home sites. What we're calling Horizon Lakes, because of the big lake in Grand Prairie, that will be over 3,500 home sites.
So again, you're building communities. So you've got the longer view. And from our conversation today, you're as active, or maybe more active than I've ever heard you. That means, to me, that would mean optimism.
Well, David, it would be very difficult to be in this business if you're not an optimist. It's like you said.
There are a lot of realists that are out selling insurance now instead of building houses.
Well, we keep our debt very low. We've been through many recessions. We've been doing this a very long time. And we're very confident in our level of detail that we spend on the communities and working with the cities and making certain that everything is just right and we get the right builder mix. so that they don't, you know, step on each other's toes. We have a lot of restrictions on the builders as far as architectural, et cetera. So we're very optimistic that Dallas-Fort Worth, and, you know, the last 3 years for Dallas-Fort Worth and job growth, as you know all about it, and population growth has been phenomenal. And there's still a shortage of single-family homes in Dallas-Fort
yeah.
Worth.
Yeah, there really is, and there's still a demand. The prices go up, and there's still a tremendous demand. Fascinating. It'll be fun to watch you build all this out all over the place. Philip Huff Hines is the co-founder and co-owner of Huff Hines Communities. We always enjoy our conversation, and it's nice to snag a couple of minutes with you because you're a busy guy.
David, not near as busy as you, nor as knowledgeable. You're doing a great job.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.